Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com.
Good morning. It's August 24th. I'm Ryan Rosegarden, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate with Katz Wealth Management. Futures are mixed this morning, and let's get right into it. So Jason, you say UBS not only is raising their S&P target, but their earnings estimates as well. Talk us through this.
Well, Ryan, higher yields change the speed limit of stocks, but not the direction. Yes, when you have over 5% on the long end, it deserves our attention. But what it doesn't deserve is our panic. It certainly can cap near-term upside, and it has and will continue to create more volatility. But higher rates alone don't kill bull markets. Collapsing earnings do.
But talk us through the earnings estimates.
Well, the counterweight to higher yield is earnings. And we're raising at UBS our earnings estimate for this calendar year up 25%. And next year, we're forecasting 14% growth. So as a result, we not only raise our S&P target to 8,100 by year end, mid next year, we're looking at 8,400 on the S&P.
So bonds have been at the forefront over the last few weeks. And how high can yields really go before stocks crack?
Well, I think the magic number, at least for the 10-year, is 5%. It's a psychological tipping point. And at that level, the cost of capital for not only businesses but consumers could become a bit onerous. And you have a higher discount rate also when you have higher rates. In other words, when you're valuing stocks, you're looking at today's interest rates in that calculus. It certainly could compress multiples. That said, the best cure for high rates are high rates. In other words, 5% on the 10-year would attract a ton of bond buyers.
Well, 5%, we'll see if we get there. But in terms of the bond market, it seems like the market's testing Bessent and the Warsh regime. What do you think about that?
Well, long rates are definitely flashing yellow, but not red. There's definitely legit pressures out there, whether it's the ballooning deficits, $40 trillion of national debt, the massive spending on AI debt issuance, which are competing for treasury investments and treasury dollars. Then, of course, you have Iran war leading to higher oil, leading to stickier inflation, keeping the Fed on hold. So what markets really want to know is Scott Bessent panicked and is Warsh credible? And with respect to Bessent, to me, it's equivalent to when a company announces a share buyback. They're doing that because they're bullish and they have insight that we don't necessarily have. And I think the same thing's happening with respect to the Treasury buying long-dated bonds.
What about Warsh? You say watch the ball, not the referee.
Well, I would certainly buy into that because the ball is the actual data. And I think that the Fed will be data dependent. The referee is clearly a Fed or Kevin Warsh in particular. So I expect there to be very tough talk. And I also expect there to be follow through with tough action should the data warrant it. But I wouldn't expect any major move or announcement out of Jackson Hole this week.
Great. Thanks so much, Jason, and to those who listened in. Be back next week for Markets and More.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.